Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to California, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is under a recall attack. They have gotten 2 million signatures. They only needed 1,500,000. Some of the signatures, several hundred thousand, haven't been reviewed yet, but it's a certainty it'll be over $1,500,000. What that does is trigger an election. And Newsom's name is on the ballot, and the Democratic Party is squarely behind Newsom to get reelected and not have a Republican governor of California. Here's what's going on. It originally started because Newsom did some very needed things to hold down the coronavirus, the pandemic threat, mask orders, distancing orders, and closures and limited capacities for restaurants and that kind of thing. Well, people are edgy. They're very edgy. I don't blame them, but they're edgy. And a bunch of people decided to try to recall him. Now, recalls, especially in California, very rarely work. In fact, they hardly ever work. But the Republican Party got behind it. They're sort of like a wolf in sheep's clothing. So they're wolves and they put on a sheepskin and they go, bah, you know, he's a bad guy in COVID. They want to knock out a popular good governor, stick in a Republican. That's what's going on. Frankly, that's somewhat's going on in New York with Cuomo, different issues. But the Republicans in the assembly unanimously have voted to impeach him. And they've done that because they want a Republican governor. And this is the only way they're going to get one. Cuomo is a very effective governor. His personal way of handling people appears to be on the crude side. There is an investigation going. We'll take a look and see what happens. But people are presumed innocent, and you don't have a rush to judgment. But right now, Republicans are trying to recall the two Democratic governors in the biggest states in the country to put in Republican governors. Let me be blunt. That's what's going on. If you think that's not what's going on, you're naive. So Gavin Newsom, the Democratic Party has rallied around him, and he has set up a PAC. And one of the vagaries of California law, which I love, is that if you're being recalled, you are permitted to raise unlimited amounts of money, whereas people running against you in the recall are limited by law on what they can raise. Now, California, you think TV is expensive in Madison? Really? You think TV is expensive in Milwaukee, where half the signal goes out over Lake Michigan? You really think so? Try buying TV simultaneously in LA, San Francisco, San Diego, and every other TV market in California. Try doing that. Okay? Try doing that. I mean, I remember in past campaigns, 30 seconds. The airtime, not even the production, just one 30-second spot on, say, one of the leading stations in Milwaukee was like $1,500 to $2,000 for 30 seconds. One of them. One of them. How about L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, and up and down, the whole state? So many millions of dollars just for a TV ad, well, for one time. I mean, you have to raise close to nine figures to win, certainly the high eight figures, you know, somewhere north of 50 million, probably over 100 million. It's a lot of money. A lot of simoleons, a lot of cabbage, and his opponents are going to be restricted. That's number one. Number two, some of the biggest names in the Democratic Party have rallied around him. Cory Booker came out strongly for him. Elizabeth Warren came out strongly for him. Bernie Sanders came out strongly for him. Stacey Abrams, strongly for him. This is the progressive side of the Democratic Party. They're not going to put up with the Republicans knocking off a Democratic governor who's doing a good job so they can stick one of their own. So they can stick in one of their own, which is what they're trying to do. Now, there are a number of candidates who, Republicans, who want to run against him. One of them is a guy named Cox, C-O-X, just a businessman who ran against him and got creamed last time. He's going nowhere. Another guy is Kevin Falconer. Kevin Falconer, former mayor of San Diego, undistinguished, right wing, brings nothing to the job or the table. I don't think he's going anywhere, but the guy that they're trying to groom is Richard Grenell. Richard Grenell was in the Trump administration. He was Trump's acting director of national intelligence. He was also, I believe, briefly ambassador to Germany. He certainly was in Europe. I forget if he was ambassador to EU or he kept sniffing and nosing around over there and making trouble in Ukraine. He's bad news. He's a pain in the neck. They are talking about Richard Grenell being the Republican candidate for governor, and he'd be the governor. Now, the Republicans are going to have a hard time in California. They're all celebrity crazy, all celebrity crazy. Arnold Schwarzenegger ran against a Democrat and won as a Republican, but he was a very moderate Republican. He'd married into the Kennedy family. He was moderate on every issue. He'd be a Democrat anywhere else. He was also Arnold, the Terminator. You know, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was Arnold Schwarzenegger. People loved him. Did you ever see the movie Twins with Danny DeVito? Arnold Schwarzenegger is as funny as a crutch. It was terrific. They're doing a remake, by the way, call it Triplets. And there's another guy of, I think, different race. And I mean, it's, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's a sense of humor. People liked him and he won, and he didn't win overwhelmingly, but he won. Richard Grenell, nobody knows who he is. I know who he is because I follow the news, and you know who he is because you follow the news. So I think when it comes to the general election, you're going to have Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Stacey Abrams all over California. All over California campaigning for Gavin Newsom. You'll have Joe Biden campaigning for Gavin Newsom. You'll have Kamala Harris campaigning for Gavin Newsom. And Richard Grenell, what does he have? Trump campaigning for him? He's going to have Stephen Miller, Jared Kushner. Who's he going to have? Steve Bannon? He can't have some of the other Trump administration because they're in jail or they're under criminal investigation. So he's going to be going a little bit light, a little bit. Who's he going to have? Moscow Mitch? Kevin McCarthy? Devin Nunes? Who's he going to have? I don't think he's going to have Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney or Ben Sasse. Maybe he'll have Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, or he'll have Matt Gaetz of Florida, or Mo Brooks of Alabama, or Gosar of Arizona, or Gomer of Texas. These are all bad people. Very, very questionable people. Very questionable. Very, very questionable. They're not going to catch on out there because they don't catch on anywhere. So I think that Newsom is going to get reelected, but just be advised. Stand by. Stand by. They're trying to knock off and recall or impeach the two Democratic governors, two biggest states, really, for Democrats anyway, in the country, California and New York. We've been talking about Gavin Newsom in California. We stand tall with Gavin Newsom. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.